This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how it's time for us to take off our spiritual training wheels. And this week, I've been talking a lot about what God will do for us when He has called us to a greater assignment. And we've talked about how He will change a person's heart, and He will also remove any props or things that we would heavily rely on instead of putting our soul trust and reliance in Him. And as we know, He called Gideon to save the Israelites, and Gideon was already frightened to death and felt as though he was very unqualified for the job. But with all of the doubt and fear, God would reduce his army by 99%. His weapons were mere torches and trumpets, and his military strategy, according to the scripture, would be two words: stand still. So everything that Gideon could have trusted in was removed. God wanted Gideon to trust him, because when we trust God, anything is possible. And of course, we know how the story with Gideon ends. He is victorious. It sort of feels like when an adult tells a child, it's time for you to take off the training wheels. You're good enough to ride your bike without them. And even though it feels scary at first, but it feels oh so exhilarating when you graduate to the level of riding with no hands and the wind is in your hair. So as we think about that visual, let us cling to these words and be inspired. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Proverbs 3:5. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. And so today, take off those training wheels.